why did you feel spurred to let your constituents know about your feelings about this legislation?
Well, it's really important legislation, and I have consistently throughout my life defended, you know, gun issues and the Second Amendment and all that. You're taking somebody that is an otherwise law-abiding citizen and saying, sorry, we're going to single out, you know, that we're taking your guns, your personal property away from you, even though there hasn't been any, you know, criminal activity, crimes committed. I think this bill may be being rewritten or another shot at it that includes some of the things that, you know, concern everybody out there, as well as provides for some type of mental health assistance, relief, or whatever. I think that's going to be much more palatable and a much better way to go. You know, this is a start. This is opening the door. This is recognizing the correlation between people that are mentally unstable and you know, committing crimes using guns or what have you.
So it's not as if you don't think that there's a lot of work to be done as far as how we treat people with mental illness in Colorado.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done, and it's getting better in Colorado. Our legislature over the last few years has infused more money into that and provided for more crisis intervention and beds and things like that.
Do you think that this red flag law can save lives?
Yeah, I would say the possibility exists, but at what cost? Are we going to violate people's constitutional rights because it might save lives? It might not.
What would you say to someone who says, saving lives is worth it? That's reason enough.
And my response to that is, unfortunately, in this country and in this world, a lot of people die for a lot of different reasons and causes, and we're not going to be able to stop all that. And let's start rounding up everybody's car keys, because we kill 20,000 people a year on the highways of our country.
Can you explain to me how this is different than something like a restraining order or any kind of personal protection law, where a judge might issue a restraining order because someone says they feel unsafe around a certain person?
Sure.
How is this different than the red flag law?
Well, you know, it's a great question, because these are all in different circumstances, protection orders. When you're talking about a protection order, say, example, in a domestic violence case, generally the standard is, you know, the fear of somebody, not necessarily, you know, that's been identified or proven, and the judge is focusing on an individual victim's fear of something. And when they issue these protection orders, they can be modified, they can be, you know, revisited at any time. This one, it's locked in for, you know, very lengthy time.
Would you be more inclined to favor something like the red flag bill if it were able to be modified or changed in the same way that a restraining order can be modified and changed?
Yeah, I would probably be more inclined if it was something more of a shorter period, a 30-day, a 90-day, that the evidence to apply this and take away guns was some type of mental health assessment, competency hearing, or evaluation, and not just a family member going to the courts and going, you know, I think grandpa's a danger because he sits out at night and, you know, shoots squirrels off the back porch.
If the red flag bill passes, if it ends up becoming Colorado law, will you cooperate?
Of course. If the law is passed, I've been sworn to uphold the law. Now, I also took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and I believe I do that also by, you know, challenging the constitutionality of it.
Do you think that there's the gun violence has reached a kind of a point of being an epidemic here in Colorado? No.
No, and I don't really want to recognize the term gun violence. It's not gun violence. It's the people that are using the gun. If somebody drives through a parking lot and mows down six people, is that vehicle violence, or is it the guy who committed the crime? This bill really just concerns with the one half of the equation, and that is, we think somebody's dangerous, so let's take their guns away.